Okay, so I was surfing the web, and apparently I come across this message that says that you've been robbed, and I don't know anything about it, so I called you twice, and then I sent you messages on both Facebook and MySpace, and I get on there last night, and I'm like, okay, so Carlos is going to respond to me, and I look, and the only thing you've done is you've changed your status, but you don't even know me back. I was like, I know it was from this status to that. Somebody changed status, just not telling me what's going on.
Because I've wanted to record it, like, since it happened. It's a crazy story.
So, you don't tell me what happens because you want to record it. So I never know what happens. So if I never know what happens, it never gets recorded.
Basically, yeah.
All right. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, a little bit. So, you want to hear?
Actually, I gotta go.
Go. Oh, you jerk. So
you're at your house.
I'm at the house. It's still daylight out. Like, it's still light out. And some guy knocks on my door, and he asks where Groening Street is, and I'm like, fuck, I don't know. I never heard of that street. So he goes away. And an hour later, he comes back, and he's like, hey, man, I can't find it. Can I use your phone? And I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. Because, you know, I just think it's some guy that needs to use my fucking phone, right? So I get my cell phone, but as I'm getting it, he comes inside the house, and I'm like, all right, whatever. And he starts, he calls his aunt or something, and he's like, hey, baby doll, which is weird, like a weird thing to refer to your aunt as.
And yeah, what, he called his aunt baby doll?
Yeah. Yeah, he said he was calling his mom, but... Like, when his aunt picked up, he called her baby doll, and he referred to her by her first name. It was weird.
Oh.
So, yeah. To describe this guy, he's a large, white man. Like, I mean large. Like, 350 pounds large. If you were making a statue out of this man, he would topple over. You know? Just bad. There's stuff.
Is he fat or is he like muscle?
Fat. Nothing but fat. And it's all like bulging over his shorts, and it's just disgusting, man. He's wearing like a quadruple XL shirt, you know, that they had to kill a nylon plant to make.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And he looks pretty stupid, but, you know, he's like a. I thought he was about 20. He actually looked about 18. It turns out he was 18, so whatever.
Wow.
So, you know, he uses my phone. He calls his aunt or whatever, and I'm like, all right, because he's not leaving my house. And I'm like, well, this is fucking weird. But I don't want it to be weird, so I say to him, hey, do you just want something to drink? You know, you can stay here and wait it out. Wait till she calls you back. So he's like, yeah, sure. And I'm like, all right, I have juice, I have Diet Mountain Dew Code Red, and I have a beer. And he's like, fuck, I'll take a beer. So, you know, I can't really blame him for that. But, yeah, seriously. So I give him the beer, and he thinks the beer is fucking disgusting. And I'm like, yeah, well, it's my roommate's. I don't really drink it. Whatever. He starts talking, and he's like, wait, you're not gay, are you? And I'm like, no. And he's like, good, because I hate gay people. Yeah, yeah, dude. The third question he asked me was, are you gay?
What?
Yeah.
He goes like, can I use your phone? Can I have a beer? Are you gay?
What? I guess that's the order of what was important to him. But he, like, speaks in this low drawl. It's just, like, really hard to understand. It just seems like he's really slow, like, really stupid.
Right.
And he has, like, I see his arm. He's got a tattoo that, it's like a little cursive L. It's actually a word, and it's, like, I see two L's and, like, a U. So I'm, like, I'm making mental notes to myself because I know that this is...
Yeah.
If this goes bad, I want to be able to describe it. So I'm like, okay, I'm 5'10", 330 pounds, white,
18,
is wearing a blue blue and white striped shirt, shorts that really, really don't fit him. So I'm like, all right, in my head, I'm running this over. And I'm like, hey, my name is Carlos. What's your name? And he's like, I'm Brandon Lee Friedman. I'm like, okay. And I make a mental note to myself. You know, it starts getting weird. And I'm just like, you know what, dude? I could just fucking drive you, man. That's all right. And he goes, no. And he, like, trails off. And I'm like, well, do you want to use my phone again? Because, you know, I want him to leave now because it's just weird.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, sure. He punches in the phone number in my phone, and it doesn't go through. And I realize that he's not typing in the right area code. I'm like, ugh, moron. So, because my phone's 915, right? So, So I type it in for him. He calls the same chick back. She says, no, I can't pick you up. You can't stay here. And hangs up on him. Like, he closes the phone, and about 5 seconds later, he goes down and punches me. He's like, smack. And,
Wait, he punches you?
Yes. He punched me in the face. Like, the very first punch, hits me in the glasses, knocks my glasses off.
What? What did you think?
I had like 1,000 thoughts going through my head at once. I couldn't isolate a single one, but in my head, like, there was fury, there was indignation, there was, this guy's got nothing else.
Oh, crap, this could be cute. Yeah.
Yeah, there was, this could be the end. I could beat the shit out of him. I could take him out back and kill him. There was 1,000 things going through my head. Like, I was hyper-rational at that moment in my life. I'd never felt that before.
Whoa.
Yeah. And, so, like, he's like, I'm gonna rob you! And I'm just like, in my head, it's funny, because my head makes the commentary, you just contradicted yourself. Earlier on, when you were asking me about my roommate, you were saying, I'm not gonna rob you or anything, man, I'm not like that. And here I'm like, and my head actually, like, my brain actually gets indignant about this. I'm like, this fucker lied to me.
What?
So,
like, you lied to me.
So he, like, he connects the first, yeah, no joke. He connects the first 2 or 3 punches right away. He says, I'm the Robbie. And
he punched you again.
And he punched me again. And, like, I'm sitting on the couch. He's on top of me, punching down at me. And I get pissed. Like, I get furious. And I fucking start punching him. Because, like, his punches are like dull thuds. And I, like, I sense them. I feel the pain, but I don't even care. I want him to suffer. Like, I'm not blocking a damn thing. I'm just, like, fucking punching him left and right. And I shout at the top of my lungs in a fury I've never heard me ever feel or say or do anything with before in my life. I shout, fuck you! Fuck you! And,
no way.
Yeah. And
no.
I'm punching him. Since I'm on the couch, I can use my feet, and I'm kicking him. Like, I'm kicking him in the face. I'm kicking him in the gut. I'm aiming for the groin, but I'm mostly hitting the gut because it's just all one big thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck! I get pissed. I'm angry. I'm angry at this man. And I'm like, I'm going to kill you! And he says, man, I got a gun, man. I got a gun. And...
No. No.
Yes. And I think, like, I realized this maybe 5 seconds after the fact that, you know, if he had a gun, he wouldn't have gotten that close to me. But...
Yeah, that's right.
But in the exact moment, I'm like, if you have a gun, you better fucking use it. Because if not, you're going to lose it. You better freaking end me now.
Yeah.
Because if not, I will end you. And I'm kicking at him, and I say to him, I don't care. I don't care. And I'm just punching him. And I'm still shouting at him. And it takes me a few seconds to realize that now he's not punching me anymore so much. And then it takes me another few seconds to realize that he's crying now. And I'm still punching him. He's still on top of me. And I'm still punching him. And then and it takes me another few seconds to realize after a while that I'm no longer punching him, that he's holding my wrists down. But because I'm, like, so furious... My hands are hovering, like, inches from his face, and he's got all of the weight behind them trying to hold them down, and he can't.
And he can't.
And he's shouting. He's like, I've got nowhere to go, man. I've got nowhere to go. I'm sorry. I've got nowhere to go. And I tell him, man, let me go. Let me go. Because I'm not even about this. I'm not even kidding anymore. And in that second, I became the alpha dog. And I'm like, let me go now. He goes, no, man, you're going to hurt me. You're going to hurt me. And I'm like, let me fucking go. He says, no, you're going to hurt me. You're going to hurt me. Promise you're not going to hurt me. And I'm like, I'm not going to hurt you. He says, promise you're not going to hurt me. And in my head, you know what I'm like about promises, man. I don't break promises I make. I don't break them. So I have a thought in my head. I go, you know, I could promise it and end this right now. Or I could keep going and keep punching him and keep hurting him. But maybe stuff could turn around later, and maybe I won't get the better end of the deal later on, you know?
Yeah.
So I better take the deal now than risk it later on where maybe he gets access to a beer bottle or a knife or something.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I promise I'm not going to hurt you if you don't hurt me. And he goes, nah, man, you're still going to hurt me. And I'm like, fuck you, man. I haven't broken a promise since I was 15. I don't know what your word means to you, but it means my life to me. And he gets up. I'm like, get off. Like, I just tell him, get the fuck off. Because he's going move really slow. He's between me and the door. And I realize the second time I'd entered the door, I had taken out the sword that you gave me for a birthday a few years ago. And I put it next to the door, just in case I needed to use it. And now he's closer to the sword than I am. And I think, you know, if he gets a chance, like if he gets a thought in his head, he'll use that sword. So I like try to move over there. All the while I'm cursing at him. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you? How dare you? And he's like, I'm sorry, man. I had nowhere to go. I had nothing to do. And I'm like, I go, I don't fucking care. But I'm working my way, and I get to the side where the sword is, and I grab the sword, and he's like coming at me like indignant, like, you said you weren't going to hurt me, but, you know, I just grabbed the sword, and I put it in the closet, and I close the door, and I'm like, I'm not going to hurt you. I said I won't, and I'm not going to hurt you. And in my head, the reason I did that was because I don't want to throw an extra variable in this situation. I know I know for a fact that I could beat him up hand to hand. If you add the sword, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe I'll win.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So now he's... Now he's closer to the kitchen and further from the door, and I'm like wondering why this guy isn't getting out of my house. And I'm like, get out, go. And he's like, I have nowhere to go. He's just crying. I have nowhere to go. I have nowhere to go. And I don't even, like, at this point, I'm just... like disgusted at him. I feel like this guy is not worth my time anymore. And so I'm like, I'll give you money for a hotel room. Just get the hell out of here. And he's like, man, I don't want to go. I don't want to go over there. And I'm like, I'll fucking even drive you there myself. Just get the hell out of here. And he's like, no, man. And I'm like, I don't even care. I'm like, get out of my house. Go right now. And I walk outside and he follows me. Get in my car. And he gets in my car. And he's like, aren't you going to lock your door? And I'm like, I go to my door and I lock the door. And I'm like, okay. So I go back in the car. I'm swearing at him. I'm like, how dare you? Like, an entire time, I'm just like, blah, blah, blah. And he's crying the entire time. He's just crying. He's like, my mom's in prison, blah, blah, blah. Fuck, I don't care. And I start driving and I'm speeding past stop signs, not even caring, not paying attention to anything. And then he starts saying, no, man, you're going to take me to the cops. You're going to take me to the cops. And I'm like, I'm not going to take you to the cops. And he's like, just drop me off anywhere, man. Just drop me off here. Just drop me off here. And then it occurs to me that maybe I did something stupid. I put a scared 350-pound white man in a car with me. Yeah. Before, it had seemed like an okay idea because I was the alpha dog. But now I'm a little bit scared. So I pull over to the nearest place that's open. You know, it's a diner. And I pull over and I turn off the car. I get the keys. I walk out of the car. And he comes over and he's like, man, I've got nothing. And I'm like, I reach for my wallet, I grab 220s and I give them to him, and I'm like, get a hotel, get the fuck out of my sight. He turns around and he leaves. I get in my car and I race to a friend's house, and I'm pissed. I get to my friend's house. I tell them my story. We call the cops. The cops show up. I tell them my story. And it turns out that they know this guy.
They know him? The cops know him?
They know him. They know his entire family. Like, when I described him, they're like, wait, did he speak with a drawl? Was he like a... Like, did he speak slowly, and did his tattoo say Bull City? Like, was there a tattoo on each arm? And I'm like, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
They say, we picked him up 2 days ago, and he had a 10-inch blade on him, and we took that away. I'm just thinking, man. He could have stabbed me. No, if he had had the blade, I would have killed him with it. I wouldn't have been about that. Yeah.
No way.
Maybe with a gun he could have had a chance, but with a blade I would have killed him with it. They want to confirm that it's the same guy, and they're like, well, we don't have a picture of him, but we have a picture of his mother, and he looks a lot like his mother. We want to identify him. And I'm like, sure. And I go and I look at a picture of his mother, and have you ever seen the movie Monster?
Yes.
Add about 200 pounds to Charlize Theron.
Holy crud.
So they're like, go to the magistrate and file a warrant. So I'm like, okay. And I go to the magistrate. It takes a while. We find it. I go inside. I file a warrant. And then my friends that are with me are like, hey, just stay the night at our house. And I'm like, okay. I decide to swing by my place really quickly just to make sure everything's okay. And I pull up. And then I realize that the lights are turned off. And my roommate's been out of town since that morning. And
what did you think it was, the guy?
And I was like, fuck. I race in, and my DVD player and my laptop are missing. And we call the cops, and the cops show up about an hour later, and they look around, and they write everything down. Fuck. So that night I go and I stay at my friend's house, and I'm like pissed at myself, because now, you know, aside from getting beaten up and hurting, now I lost some of my stuff. Like my iPod, my backpack, my computer, my DVD player. The next day, the forensics team goes by and they fingerprint everything. And then about 9 p.m. the next day, almost exactly 24 hours later, I get a phone call from the second police officer. And he's like, Carlos, I think we found your iPod. Where can I meet you? And I'm like, all right. So I drive over and I meet him. As I pull in, like, I'm in my head, I have 1,000 things that I'm going to say to this fat kid when I see him. 1,000 things. Like, they're all funny. Just, you know, really fucked up things. You know, like, I'm like, don't even worry about the $40, man. Where you're going, what they're going to use for currency is your ass. Shit like that. When I see him handcuffed to the, like, in front of the cop car, I think, man, this is just ridiculous. And I start laughing. And I look at him and I just smile because it's funny to me now. And I go, I identify my iPod. As I'm walking back to my car, he's like, did you tell him that I'd know where to go last night and you helped me out, man? Did you tell him? And I'm just thinking, God, this kid's a fucking idiot. He just admitted to everything, basically. Because the iPod wasn't stolen until the second time. And he just admitted that he was there the first time. They tell me, dude, it doesn't look good for the rest of your stuff. And I'm like, all right, that's cool, whatever, as long as he's off the streets. About an hour later, they call me and they're like, we found your laptop, we found your DVD player, we're going to give you everything tonight. It'll just take a few hours while we process him. And I'm like, I don't care. That's cool. That's awesome. So later on that night, they drive by. They sign everything out to me, and I get all my shit back. And that's it.
Okay. Oh. Wow. So you press charges, or what happens?
I probably will. Even if I decide not to, the state probably will. I mean, this is Larceny up to 2000.
I would do it because this sounds like, yeah, because that guy, he knows where you live and he's going to come back, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy crud, I can't believe that. That's absolutely crazy. That's like the craziest story I've ever heard.
Isn't it?
Wow.